Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
This comes from New York Times. Right? And I'm always a little curious, like, how much the survey itself isn't about sexless marriages. It's about sex and couples. And I'm always a little curious as to how often other married couples are having sex, because it's not something that you ask your friends. Right. I'm always curious, like, I wonder if I'm having as much or they're having more or whatever.
You know, most people lie about it, though.
I don't know if married couples do or not. I think it's different once you get married.
I don't think most people would answer it. It'd be weird if somebody asked me that. Wouldn't it be weird if somebody asked
me? If you were filling out a survey, you would probably say that you were doing it more than you actually are.
See, like, it feels different as a married guy. I think I would be accurate about it.
Huh.
Because I think that I'd be helping out other married couples, whereas when I was a single guy, I was definitely lying about it.
That's what guys do.
This comes from the New York Times, and they report married men and women, on average, have sex with their spouse 58 times a year. It's a little more than once a week. Married people under 30 have sex 111 times a year.
Oh, that 30th birthday sucks.
How old are you now?
57.
And here's the one we're focusing on. 15% of married couples haven't had sex in the last 6 months.
Wow. What's the percentage? 1.5?
15%, which to me is an enormous number right there.
That's clumping so many. I mean, it is an enormous number. It's just, and that's a long time. I'm just trying to, you're clumping all the parents, all double income, all, you know, I'm trying to think of all the situations that might be legitimate that time goes by, but 6 months is a long time.
It's a really long time.
Yeah.
Now, it's too easy to get phone calls from some of you where one person wants to have sex and the other one doesn't. Like, he's too tired. I want to have sex with him all the time, but he comes home and he says he's too tired or whatever, so we haven't had sex in weeks. Or the other way around. I still want to have sex with her, but since she had the third baby, we haven't had sex in 7 months.
So you're saying that doesn't count?
These don't count. Yeah. Here's what I'm looking for is the people that are in marriages right now where sex just has never been important for you guys. Like in the list of priorities that you were looking for in a partner, sex was way down on the list.
Mutually.
The two of you guys agreed as soon as you started going out that, look, we love each other. This is great. It's just that I don't dig sex so much. You don't dig sex so much. So let's continue to not have sex together.
It could almost
Those are the people that fascinate me.
That could almost be a bonding thing that brings people together.
Yeah.
Could be.
Because it would be really hard to find somebody with the same mindset.
Mm-hmm. Or same libido. You know, I'm sure there are some people that genuinely have a low libido, and to find someone else that might have it, yeah, I mean, that might be something where you're not embarrassed about it or something.
My libido.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Joey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, I have not had sex in 6 months, and my husband hasn't either, but I work in the pediatric department at Northside. When the babies are born, we have like 12 babies at least every 3 days, and it is so tiring, 12 hours. And when I get home, I'm exhausted, and I have six kids.
Oof.
And,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And the oldest is 16 and the youngest is 2. And here lately, we've not done it because my husband, he's a contractor and he builds houses. He's tired and he's out of town sometimes. And I've had, 3 months ago, I had a tummy tuck and a boob jump, and that held it back some too. But it's been close to 7 months.
Wow.
But it's exhausting, and he's exhausted too when we get in, so we just don't do it, and we don't have time.
Like he's looking at that boob job going, come on.
It's like having a shiny brand new car,
and
you just don't know how to drive a stick. But you're a little bit different than what I'm looking for, because you guys at one point were having sex and enjoying it.
They got six kids.
Right.
So yes, they were.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But now you guys just aren't into it because of the circumstances, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we want to, but, I mean, it's just we can't. We've always got a kid in the bed or a kid screaming or, you know.
Because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're looking for is people whose sex is not they don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys,
since the beginning,
you guys had
of the
a discussion
marriage.
About it when you first started going out, and you had this thing in common. You know, some of you guys are bonded by your love for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
That bonds you guys. Others, you have this common bond that neither one of you like sex, so if it's going to work out perfectly. And that has been since day one.
Can I confess a terrible thought I had?
Of course.
Is that if she's not having sex and stuff and her oldest daughter's 16, like, I would never want to be in a position where my teenager's having more sex than me.
Oh, that is a terrible thought.
That is a terrible thought, isn't it? But true.
Probably.
Like, I would think at one point, getting back to that last call, it's just like, you just got to get it done, even if it's just a couple of minutes. Just to say.
Well, haven't we had advice from, like, if you're in a slump or something, or you get tired and you get into that routine where you're not doing it, that just to go ahead and get that first one over with, because you'll get back in the routine of doing it?
Here's Ashley. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. You know what we're looking for here?
Yeah.
All right, so give us the history with, is this your husband now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We've been married for, like, 14 years, and we have 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of us, I mean, he works, and I'm constantly with the kids. We have no interest. I know that sounds terrible, but...
But what about in the beginning of the marriage? Was that something you were
interested
in? Oh,
wow. Yeah, we were good then.
Yeah, I can't find. Yes.
Nope. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. I that's kind of why I asked if the survey included, you know, couples with children, because I'm sure that's so draining, especially if you're both working, but... Again, I think we're looking for couples who went into it thinking, you know what, sex, if we could do it, we'd not do it. Well, who cares?
Right. You didn't have this, like, fiery period where you guys were having sex all the time, like this couple the other day that had sex in a dumpster. They just couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Oh,
they were so hot for each other.
But,
so you had sex wherever you want, whenever you want.
On a banana peel.
Or they were beyond.
Anywhere. And that's a true story.
They were beyond hammered. That could be.
Could be.
Too. Yeah.
But we're looking for, like, you guys just never had, I mean, hardly ever had sex in the beginning, and you were fine with it. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
That's us.
That's you guys.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Well, we met on the internet. So, of course, we had a long-distance relationship to begin with. So, you know, sex is kind of out of the question when you've got one in one state and one in another.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we actually did move in together and got married and stuff, you know, every now and then, but it wasn't much. And when I, for a while there, when we were trying to get pregnant, we had it because we wanted a child. And then we went at one point when I was pregnant for about 10 months, not having sex. And we were both okay with it. It wasn't any big deal. And then here most recently, we did go away for the weekend for our anniversary, and we had sex then, but that's been 7 months ago.
When you first met each other, though, you guys didn't have a lot of sex either, and did you guys have a discussion that, you know what, this is just not for me and it's not for you, so?
We never really discussed it, but it just was never an issue.
So you don't feel...
We both love sex. It's not that we don't enjoy it or we don't do it for each other, you know what I mean? But it just was never that big of an issue.
It's not a priority for either one of you.
Right.
And you're sure it's not for him?
Well, you know, it's funny because I was joking with him because I'll hear different things, you know, when I'm listening to you, because I listen to you every morning. And I'm like, you know, they were saying that if they're not having sex at home, they're having sex somewhere. He was like, you listen to The Burt Show too much. And he was like, you know, that's just not the way it is for us. And he's right. I mean, I've never once thought, oh, my God, he's having sex with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He's
that's
not
good.
Having sex with him. And he did travel for a while, too. So, you know, it's with anybody else, it would have been in the back of my head. he's seeing, you know, he's got somebody whenever he goes out of town or whatever, because he travels for work. But it never, with the relationship that we've got, it never crossed my mind.
I still think with most couples, I mean, yours is a little bit different because you guys never really were having a lot of sex. If you were having a lot of sex in the beginning of your relationship and in your marriage, and then all of a sudden it goes away for 6 months, you've got to assume that somebody is having sex with somebody else.
Yeah.
If it's a drastic change. And, yeah.
I don't know if it's just that. And, you know, of course, now we have a 2-year-old and, well, he's 3, and he sleeps with us. That makes an issue, too. But, you know, he's in our bed, so, you know.
Just not a priority. Just not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so. Thank you for calling.
I guess as long as you agree on it and you're both on the same page with it and it works for you, then fine. But I think, like you said, Bert, if it started one way and it's another way, it's a concern.
Here is Ashley. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been married 15 years. Mm-hmm. We got married when I was 20 and he was 21. And, you know, of course, when you're young, and we were basically our first as well. I'd never dated before him. And he'd only dated and stuff. He'd never slept with anyone. So we dabbled in it and it was okay. And I mean, you know, we got the job done, if you know what I mean, but we didn't really like it. We didn't enjoy it. And
got the job done, you know.
The last time we had sex was about 6 years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah, and we don't have any kids.
And you're not having sex with anybody else?
Nope.
And you're fairly convinced he's not having sex with anybody else?
Nope.
Are you guys taking care of your own business?
Do what?
Are you handling your own?
Taking care of
yourself. We have to, you know.
No, you're taking care of yourself, I think the question is.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't understand the whole word.
Because I was going to say, if you weren't in 6 years, honey.
Whoa.
6 years.
Boy, that first time after 6 years.
Did you?
We still cuddle and we're still intimate and we still kiss, but that's about it.
Did you enjoy sex with other people before your husband came along?
No, I never did, and he never did.
They're each other's first.
Oh, they're first.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. And just never been into it, not a priority. You don't yearn for it now, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm 36 and he's 37, and, you know, it works. We have our pets, and maybe we're just weird. I don't know.
Do you ever wonder if sex can be really good with somebody else?
I've thought about it, you know, but it's like, I don't know. I guess, we're Christians, and maybe there's, you know, part of that is the whole thing of, you know, we believe in monogamy and, you know, we believe in, you know, and in faithful and stuff like that. But it's like, our friendship is so good. It's like, we don't seem to miss it. I don't know.
And you love him.
Yes. And as far as affectionate, we're very affectionate.
I would love to have both people. I would love to have both people in the couple on, because it's hard for me not to be skeptical that you just think everything's fine and that your husband doesn't. But I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. It's just hard not to be skeptical of that because it's so unique of a situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, as far as if, you know, do you miss it and stuff like that? And I mean, now part of his reason a little bit is because he's on antidepressants. So basically, his libido is not going to be there as much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't until a few years ago. So I know
maybe the reason
been there the whole time.
Maybe the reason he's depressed is because you're not having sex with him.
6 years is a long. I mean, I'm looking at some of these calls coming in from people that have been sexless for 3 years, for 2.5 years.
No. And I think maybe that's why. I mean, this is not the first study that seems to have come out about this recently. And maybe the reason for that is because maybe a lot of couples are embarrassed. You know, because I mean, that is, if you claim to not have had sex in that long, I mean, you're going to get crap for it.
Especially if you're a guy with your guy friends.
Yeah,
you
know, so
he's not telling his guy friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
But they're out there.
The Bert Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell. With The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.